It's time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to do in our community.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot. Also, happy end of March.
Happy end of March,
We've made it.
It's the last day.
Yeah. It's about to be my busy time for a week where I'm a grumposaurus.
Oh, that's because you're in the economy and end of month is always super busy.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And end of quarter
end
as
of
well.
Quarter, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
Why are we even talking about date night? You're not going to be available to go on special romantic dates for a week.
I will make time for you.
Aww.
So long as our phone can come with us so that we can, be in touch with the real world. But I'll only look at it once per course.
Okay. Is that why you wanted omakase?
I mean, listen. I can touch my phone 8 times or 2 times. This is what you get.
All right. So, 2 things happened in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
That spark our date night topic for today.
I'm really excited to hear what these 2 things are.
First of all, you decided to scale back a little bit on drinking.
Yeah, as it turns out, when you start taking medication that does not play well with alcohol, you drink a little less.
You drink a little bit less, which is cool. Secondly, on the Chapel Hill Carborough Foodies Facebook group,
that's right.
Apropos of nothing to do with that, someone posted, hey, where can one go to get a mocktail, and there was a really cool thread about that. So with all of that in mind, if you are going out to a romantic place, you're having a romantic night out, and you find yourself at a bar or something, or you're heading in that direction, where is a bar that you can go, or an experience that you would generally associate with alcohol that is also non-alcoholic friendly? If you're a teetotaler, if you can't drink for whatever reason, or you don't drink, you can still go to this place and have a good time and feel welcome and included and not like an outsider.
So Aaron and I talked about this the other day, as we were thinking about date night and we wanted to talk about I remember that Facebook post on Foodies as where can you go that has a bar but that is non-bar friendly?
I am looking for a place in the Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, Durham area that has an official mocktail menu along with great cocktails.
Okay, listen, I read
bonus points for being welcoming to well-mannered teens.
All right, listen, I look.
Shout out to Susan, by the way, if you're listening.
Susan, thank you. What I read from that, with all the comments, is where do you go that you know has a great bar program, but is non-bar program friendly?
Okay. So, okay.
Because I know you and I probably have a similar list for this. I took a bit of a lateral connection.
All right.
I'm gonna throw out the first one, which may be on your list, Bluebird.
Okay.
And let me tell you why.
Bluebird being the new French restaurant in Meadowmont, which is very good.
Very good. Food is fantastic. Whatever. We're talking about bars and mocktails and stuff and bars for non-bar people.
We also know many of the bartenders. So if you go there, sit at the bar and say, hey, Brad and Aaron, say hi, they'll
love it.
They'll probably like you. Yeah.
They'll say, why haven't Brad and Aaron been here for a couple weeks? And then just say, I don't know, just go ask Mike. you'll be an insider. Mike will come over. It'll be great. But here's why I say Bluebird.
Uh-huh.
1, great bar program.
Correct.
Love getting a canary with brunch on Sunday morning. 2, all the bar staff is super knowledgeable and could make you a fantastic mocktail if you asked. But 3, why is it a great bar for non-bar people? Open kitchen. So you can sit there, and if you get there early, when they open on Sunday, please don't do that because I like to do that and it's hard to get that.
It's a big
great
enough
spot.
Bar. If they go and we go, we're good.
No,
we're still good.
There are spots that I like. We can't get them anymore because they're too popular. But go there for brunch when they open, or go there for dinner or whatnot. But you can watch this perfectly orchestrated, not ratatouille, but ratatouille music happening, as everybody is just seamlessly flowing around each other making great food. Go to Bluebird, bar for non-bar people. I fudged the prompt, but that's my right. It's half of date night.
They can do mocktails. Yeah. They can do like non-alcoholic drinks, and you get like a little bit of a show because you just get to watch the kitchen. I don't know why you said Ratatouille music Spanish flea popped into my head like.
I mean, look, we've all met Chef Brandon. We know
that is true. Well, Hawthorne and Wood also has a really good mocktail program, but without the view of the kitchen. So
that's correct. Yeah,
Bluebird is a good choice there. A lot of folks on the foodie page said Alley 26, which has a really good mocktail selection, and we can vouch for it. Not necessarily even because of ourselves, but because we'll frequently go with our friends Kristen and Charles, and Kristen does not drink, so she's very excited about going because they have really good mocktails at Alley 26. So you can drink a non-alcoholic cocktail that's been crafted by a James Beard finalist, but has no alcohol in it. So super cool there.
Yeah. For brunch, like last weekend, like we went and I had a mocktail.
Time we went to Alley, neither of us had alcohol at all.
Did not have my mimosa, did not have a French 75, had a mocktail, was fantastic.
And it was great.
Yeah.
The last thing that someone said on that Facebook group chat about mocktails and where can you go to have good non-alcoholic beverages, that's also a bar program, is a place that I know is near and dear to your heart because we have been there twice.
Ooh.
And only twice. Actually, no, three times. We've been there three times, but twice in the same night.
Oh.
And it's really good, and we love it, and we should go back, but it's a bit of a hike, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. This is correct. The Beagle.
The Beagle in Pittsburgh.
Yep. Let me tell you about the Beagle for just a second. We're way off prompt now, and I don't care. It's
they
early.
Have good mocktails. This is still part of the prompt.
This is way off prompt. like we're gonna get back to the prompt in a second.
You got 30 seconds.
All right. First time we were there, country ham washed bourbon, like in their cocktail, was amazing. I'm sure they've got a brilliant mocktail program, but go get like the sausage dip that they've got on the menu. And then just drink whatever you want because you're going to be so dang happy with the sausage dip.
And you get the sausage dip in like a club soda or like a Coke or something and you're good to go.
Yeah, there you go.
And that is date night. Brett Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.